Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got some breaking news here, Vern?
Yes, from Kalees Robinette of the Kansas City Star. K-State has confirmed that Cartier Jara won't play tonight against Texas. Bruce Weber says the sophomore guard sustained a hand injury that will require surgery. He'll be out for an undetermined period of time.
That's big. That puts a lot more pressure on Barry Brown, who I think is the toughest player I've seen at K-State since Jacob Pullum. But that'll put a lot of pressure on him. He is a really explosive. He hasn't had as good a year as he did late down the stretch for K-State last year, but he's an explosive. He's the guy that hit the dunk at the end, the windmill, a really good leaper, good jumper. So, that's a key loss for them.
Again, K-State, Texas, tonight, 7 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right. All right, let me
stretch out, man.
Kansas got a huge road win, and we'll take them, Jack. All right? It runs them to 2-6 in true road games. Hadn't lost any game that is neutral court, but they've lost just about every last one of the road games. Big win yesterday in overtime as they almost blew a 12-point lead. But the real thing that has been going on, and is this is not just from last night, this is for multiple weeks or at least 2 weeks. There is a decision, Vern, that is a very easy decision. And if anybody who is either a Kansas fan or not a Kansas fan, but if you watch the games and you've watched Kansas play, there's a decision that Bill's going to have to make. Bill Self, the Hall of Fame head coach, and it's a very easy decision. And I don't have confidence or honestly really think or completely tell you that I'm sure that Bill Self will make the easy, correct decision. Whenever Marcus Garrett returns and his ankle injury is healing a lot slower than they thought, he'll have a full 6 days off until the next game. So there may be a possibility that he comes back in the home game against West Virginia. He will be back at some point this season. When Marcus Garrett comes back, he is a winner. He is a guy that is your best defender, especially when he is used in a place that shows his skills the best, when he's not guarding fours. He should be a perimeter defender, and he is a winner. He's been driving the basketball much better than he has, scoring in a way before he had got injured, in a way we hadn't seen from him. He seems to be the guy that Bill Self really trusts when he's out there. Vern, we all know who the hell needs to sit down. You watched that game last night. I know you watched K-State and Kansas last Monday. We watched it together. We all know who needs to grab a seat. We all know whose minutes needs to be cut when Marcus Garrett returns. It's very easy. It's Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes. And listen, I'm almost to a point, Vern, where I'm feeling bad for the kid. All right, I had to look within myself because he frustrates me more than any Kansas player I can remember. And this is a half a year. But he needs to go grab a seat. I'm not saying that you don't play him at all. I'm not saying that he doesn't get any minutes. But when Marcus Garrett comes in, he should be racking up no 36 minutes like he did yesterday. You've watched him. I don't know what love affair that Bill has for him. Even though Marcus Garrett was hurt yesterday, he shouldn't have been playing as much as he did yesterday. Vern, he does not do anything above average. It's hard to find something that he does that is average. He's not a good dribbler. He's not a good shooter. He's not a good defender. He's not a good rebounder. He's not a good passer. Before yesterday's game, his last two games had 9 turnovers and 1 assist. It's an easy decision. But yet, that kid has continued to start every game all season. And it didn't just get here. Because we know Abazi shouldn't go sit down. His minutes need to go up. And Dotson was the best player on the floor and could argue he's been the best player for Kansas the last 2 weeks. He's not going anywhere. And it's obvious the Kansas plays much better when they play with two bigs. It's not personal. It's just real. This kid, he's got to be. If you watched that game yesterday, Vern, it was as if Bill was going to go down with the ship. If rules did not prevent the rules of basketball, like saying you had to foul out, Bill was going to keep him in there and probably lose the game with him. I swear to God, Vern, he was running plays for him in overtime. He played 36 minutes. He was 2 for 11, scored 5 points, 2 rebounds. KJ Lawson played 16 minutes, scored 10 points, and hit the shot to take it to overtime, which was a pressure floater that anybody could have short-armed. I watched Quentin yesterday make a layup attempt, and it was absolutely ridiculous. He has no confidence in anything he does at all. KJ, 10-3, more points, more rebounds. Less shots.
Hit it there, man. This kid, and he is just that. He is a kid. So you're right. It isn't anything personal. You know what? For me, it actually is personal. That was hard to watch. As someone that is completely detached from this Kansas basketball program, I watch it as an older gentleman watching these young kids on the biggest of stages. Man, I was proud that he kept shooting.
But there was no confidence in any of those shots.
None of them. Not a single one of them.
And then, hell, when Abazi hit the 3 in overtime to give him the lead, it was because he wanted no parts of it.
He's shooting 26% in his last 5 games, 10 assists, and 11 turnovers. It's almost mean to leave him out there. Let him come in spurts. If he hits his first shot, you let it go and see where it goes from there. But that last night, man, I can't speak for a majority of this season watching him, but watching that game last night, even without prior knowledge to how his season has been going, that last night was difficult to watch because even an untrained basketball fan knows when you're hitting that side of the iron, when you're missing the basket like that, man, it is all upstairs right now for this young man.
It is an easy decision. I'm not sure Bill's going to make it. There's something about this kid that he's got it in for. I don't know.
It seems like he looks at him like he should be looking at Dotson.
Yes. Did you see? Vern, he was running plays for him. When Lawson fouled out, he started running plays in overtime for him. He ran a play to get him an open 3. He fouled out. And I don't mean this towards a kid, but as a thank God the rules took him out of the game. He fouled out, Vern, and then all of a sudden, they ran stuff for Dotson, and he immediately got to the foul line. I don't get it. Like, defensively, he stunk. He didn't hustle back at times. There was a layup that they went to. Everything down the stretch defensively, they put him on that point guard. Where the hell's Abazi? Abazi's a better defender, a better athlete than he is. I don't get it. It's an easy decision. When Marcus Garrett comes back, at least Garrett is an elite defender. All right? And elite intangibles. There is nothing above average that Quentin Grimes does right now. And how the hell could you have him out there getting 36 minutes? Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Anthony Edwards, a top five high school basketball recruit out of the state of Georgia, committed to the University of Georgia on Monday, choosing the Bulldogs over perennial SEC powerhouse Kentucky. It's a huge signing for head coach Tom Crean, who landed the program's first five-star player since those things began
tracked. I saw this. Where is he from?
He's from Georgia.
Yeah, okay. Luckily that, I mean, when you start to see the schools he was up against, I don't know why. You think Georgia ain't never got nobody like that. It just raises the ire.
What's this kid's size? Do we know? Because if he's a big man, signing up with Tom Crean, that's going to backfire.
I just wonder how Tom got it.
You know how Tom got him? What the hell are you talking about?
He didn't even visit Kansas and I think Carolina. Kentucky was the other place. And
he's 6'5", 215, listed as a shooting guard.
I mean, Eric Gordon worked for him. Yeah. Vic. Good-looking guy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.